Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, chickens. I'm watching The Snowman. It's Matt Smith, Jenna Coleman. It's good fun. We're in Victorian London. And she's just been bundled off into a cab that Strax is driving. So he, of course, has no concept that he's left her behind. Because he is a buffoon. So the Doctor is wandering around whistling Silent Night. Every now and again there's a vague mention of this being Christmas because it's a Christmas episode. So he's whistling Silent Night in public domain. More than happy to do that. And he's in one of those, you know, those Victorian squares, like there's a little park in the middle of a whole bunch of houses. Wandering around one of those, checking nobody's there, whistling, and then does a little hop and pulls a ladder out of the sky, and then climbs up it. And Clara watches the ladder retract into nowhere. Jenna Coleman, by the way, her Cockney accent is quite something. So she looks around the square for the ladder, like where has it come from, why can't she see it, jumps up a couple of times, manages to grab it and climb up. And when she's up the ladder, she can see people in the street and she's waving to them, yelling out hello, and they can't see her. And she's like, no, I'm invisible. And then she finds a giant circular staircase, which she climbs like miles over London. Like, it is very, very high. You see it kind of wobbling in the breeze. Like, it's massively tall. And at the top of the staircase is the TARDIS. And she walks across some clouds to get to it. And then she knocks on the door and then hides behind the TARDIS when the Doctor comes out. And she runs around the TARDIS, chased by him. And I thought she was going to go in the TARDIS, but she doesn't. She just goes back down the stairs. And the Doctor finds her scarf and gives it a bit of a sniff. Then we're back with Dr. Simeon and his giant Tetzlotto machine full of snow that speaks with the voice of Ian McKellen. And it's talking about the thaw and getting stronger. It says the drowned woman and the dreaming child will give them form at last. She is coming. Oh, okay. That's scary. Clara wakes up in her bed and looks at her bag, and then she's leaving the pub and the landlord's begging her to stay. And she says, Elsie will be back this evening, and I've got my own work to get on with. And he's like, what is your work? And she's like, well, I can't tell. It's like, what is this mystery? Why is this a mystery? She's got the bag with her, by the way. Then she's getting changed in the back of a cab from the barmaid's outfit into a governess outfit. And she arrives at the house with the frozen pond that we were at earlier. Right. The housemaid tells her that Captain Latimer thought about her every day and twice on Saturdays. He's the bloke that was talking to Dr. Simeon before when they were having the little exposition chat. Captain Latimer is looking at a card that says GI, Great Intelligence. His daughter Francesca has been having nightmares, he tells Clara. So she goes out to see the children. And they're excited that she's back. And they ask her to do her secret voice, which is the weird Cockney one she had been doing earlier. Now she's been doing this weird posh one instead. And they're all a little bit odd. So the nightmares the little girl has been having, Francesca, are about the governess who died in the pond and froze. That we heard about earlier during exposition chat. The son, Digby is his name, he hated the governess because she was always grumpy. And in Franny's dreams, apparently the governess is still down there in the pond. They've taken her out to look at it. Clara's poking at the pond and she's like, oh, the pond is still frozen, even though everything else out here has thawed. And she remembers the doctor saying that the snow takes on the appearance of what you think about. She hears the voice in her head. So Franny says the governess in her dreams is going to come out of the pond and punish her at Christmas, just in case we didn't know it was a Christmas episode. It's going to happen at Christmas. Digby says Franny has gone mad and maybe she needs a doctor. There's a few things in this episode that are a little bit on the nose. So Clara runs off to the park where the staircase is and she's calling up to the doctor and people are gathering around to look at who is this lunatic yelling at the clouds in the park? Which is when Jenny comes over, as in Madame Bastra and Jenny, not the doctor's daughter, Jenny. There's too many Jennies. Because we also had Jenny Balaclava. How many Jennies do we need in the show? We've got Jenny. What if they're all the same Jenny? What if Jenny has been regenerating? What if she regenerated into Jenny that went back in time to hang out with Madame Vastra and then she regenerated into Jenny Balaclava? And that's why she's in such a mood, because she's like, I could get off this planet, but I can't tell Susan that I'm her mum. Okay. I know I've established there's no way that she could be her mum, but I'm really into it now. Anyway, one of the many Jennies. The many Jennies. Hello, I'm Many Jenny. And this is Tats Lotto Idol. By the way, I know you don't have Tats Lotto if you're in an overseas country. It's a very Australian thing. And we don't even show it on the TV anymore. Now just the numbers come up, I think, at the bottom of the screen. But in the old days, everyone would sit around and watch the balls tumble in this giant ball to see if you're going to be rich. Nowadays, I think you just get an email in the morning to say you've won $12 from the lotto. Oh, my God, before I got distracted by my many Jennies. I can't stop saying many Jennies. Many Jenny, oh, Many Jenny. That's a very strange Madonna song from, I've got it on blue vinyl somewhere. It's not called Many Jenny. It's called Jimmy Jimmy. It's a different. Anyway, look, I've fallen into a very bizarre, strange place. Anyway, Jenny, Madame Vestris Jenny, has come over to tell Clara to shut up and stop screaming at the clouds. And they go inside and Strax tells her he'll obliterate her and now can I please have your coat? Okay. So Clara has to sit before Madame Vastra, who is drinking this red thing. She goes, there's only two things like this. One is red wine and this is not red wine. It's like, so we're meant to think it's blood or Ribena. It's like, I don't know. It could be Ribena. Kind of rich Ribena. It's a bit red in color. Is it meant to be blood? Is she drinking blood? I don't know. I guess she's a lizard. So Jenny tells Clara she can only give one word responses to Vastra's inquiries. And Vastra says it's because truth is singular, whereas lies have many words. That is true. I wouldn't say singular, but anyone who tries to explain something too much, if they're going out of their way to explain something to you, it is total bulldust. Because people leave things out when they're telling you the truth. You have to keep asking questions to establish the truth, whereas liars will just tell you everything you could possibly need to know because they've already had the conversation with themselves about all the questions that they might get asked about the thing that they're lying about. Whereas people who are telling the truth are just like, yeah, this happened. But then what happened? Oh, then that. And then who was involved? Oh, I think so-and-so. No. Anyway, Don't believe people who know too many things. They're all liars. I say, working for a quiz show, whenever I know too many things. Oh my God, this is, I've gone off into like tangent world 5000. It's many Jenny's fault. Anyway, the truth is singular. And they have like a weird conversation where Clara has to think of one word to respond to things. Vastra tells Clara that the doctor doesn't help anymore. Even though Clara needs help, he doesn't do it because he's been hurt by loss. Because I think the episode before this was the one where Amy and Rory got sucked into the angels in Manhattan when the Statue of Liberty was an angel. So, yeah, it's pretty full on. So Vastra has a test that Clara has to pass, you know, if she wants help with her creepy snow and ice monster thing, she has to sum it all up in one word, her request for help. So then Vastra rings the doctor, who's sitting in his TARDIS. He answers the phone and Vastra tells him the one word, and the word is pond. Now, this seems a little bit convenient because Amy Pond has been sucked into the weeping angels. The doctor's upset about it. Clara's got a pond at the front of her house that's full of a frozen governess that may or may not come to life. We know it's going to come to life. Anyway, this will all be in the next episode, I'm sure.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.